All right, Southern King Cool here with Anley. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How you doing, man?
Good, good. You know, I understand we did an interview a few weeks back. We had the audio cut out and take another shot at this, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's go for round two.
Now, before we were talking about the single, Up in Smoke, and I told you it was a very bold choice to go ahead and cover the theme song from Cheech and Chong's most famous movie.
Yeah. Up in Smoke. Yeah. And I wondered if that would play into that when our singer wrote the lyrics to it. And I'm like, you mean like Cheech and Chong? And he's like, no, well, not like Cheech and Chong. I'm like, okay, well.
No, I get a kick out whenever I see it, though. Where's the yeah. My head? So I've seen you guys actually got a little bit of airplay on that. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually just got played at on a local station out here in California. And it's probably the last great rock station out here in California, 96.7 KCAL Rocks. All the other rock stations have disappeared from Southern California. San Diego has one, but as far as like centralized, like Los Angeles, Inland Empire, kind of in this general area, there's only like K-Rock, which it only plays, Mumford and Sons or whatever.
Right.
And Billy Eilish. And they constantly play just that. And then out here in more east of Los Angeles, there's the Inland Empire, and they have 96.7, and they play, you know, Metallica, and for instance, like the show that we were on, Mike Z, he does Wired in the IE, and he plays like, you know, Suicide Silence and Dale Maya, heavy stuff. So we fit right in. That playlist.
What was it like hearing yourself on the radio for the first time?
Oh, it was pretty awesome. For the guys, they were like, you know, especially Riggs, our guitar player. He's been working so hard for all his life on just writing, and he's never had like music played on the radio, so he was super stoked. I've been fortunate and to have some success since getting played in on the radio before. My last band, we were on like 95.5 out here in LA, and then we were also played up in Oregon and IE, same thing. So
weren't you on a video game or something like that? You were telling me.
Oh no, the last band we were in. Our music was in Marvel
Punisher. Punisher.
Punisher. Yeah. Warzone, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, I mean, it's always cool to like just get some kind of radio play, man. I mean, anything that'll help, even if it's, you know, a good shout out and anything that'll help boost the band, and it's pretty tough to actually write something that's good enough to where you're like, you know, you send stuff out and you get no response. But when you get a response, you're like, okay, we're doing something good, you know? So.
Oh, especially this day and age, like you're saying, man. I mean, no stations really play rock and roll anymore. I mean, the rock station in my area, I don't know what the fuck they play these days.
Yes. Yeah, it's so.
Rock and roll.
It's so sad, man. I just like for instance, like the one I was talking about, K-Rock, it's, I don't know, like, yeah, it's on my dial on my car, but I don't touch it because it's just they don't play what they used to play. You know, early 2000s was like that was it, and then we started getting into this weird genre of music that's kind of like, I don't know. I'm always about the heaviness, so when you start drifting away from, there's a couple bands I'll listen to, but like mainly, I try to keep it heavy.
Yeah, it's funny. When satellite radio came out, I was like, I can't see this becoming anything. But now, if you actually want to listen to music dedicated to the style that you want. You almost have to turn into something else besides the regular radio dial these days.
Sure, yeah. Octane, I mean, I have a subscription to Octane, and I know Jose Mangan, and he's a big supporter too, but you know, like, that's like the last front line. Other than, you know, of course, your streaming services, the Spotify and stuff, but those are like personal playlists and whatnot, tailored to what you want to listen to. But as far as like actual like broadcasting and radio shows, it's like Octane and Liquid Metal are like my go-tos for sure. And I still want to listen to like a radio format, you know?
So were you guys all together when the song got played, or how'd that work out? What'd you guys do?
We were all separate, because it came on pretty early in the morning. It was like a little bit after 12, and so I had just gotten back from being a working stiff, and I got home, and me and my wife were listening. So, and then Riggs was, we were actually on FaceTime, kind of Instagram.
Right.
Doing a live stream of us like listening while we're kind of like fiddling on our guitars before the song, and it was cool. You know, it's just like we got to experience that still, even though we weren't together, we were still kind of like, hey, it's about to go down, you know, and everybody kind of joined in on Facebook and Instagram with us and a couple people, and yeah, that's how that went down.
Well, I mean, it's not like anything's open, but it's not like you guys could have really gone anywhere, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, let's go to the local bar and celebrate, right? Yeah, it's not going to happen.
You guys got bars open there yet, or no?
No, our governor is locked down everything, so it just, I don't know. It's really hard to know what to believe anymore. It's like, you know, It's scary. I know people that have had it. I know people that have gotten sick, and I've heard of people that have passed away from it. And it's real, but it's just like to the extent, you know what I mean? So it's just you just don't know what to listen to anymore. You know, there's so much information, and I think it's just for us, especially in the band, I told you last time, we took this opportunity to kind of just focus on the music. So we kind of adhere to the distancing here at home. I mean, we don't go out much, as far from me as, cause I have a family, man. And, I just want my kids to get sick just in case, but, also, we still have to like get together and create, you know, so, yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's such a weird time, but we, like I said, we're just taking an opportunity to continue to write. Like, we got a new song that we're writing this week, we should be done, and it's pretty badass. Riggs is putting the final touches on it. I went and tracked guitars over the weekend, and worked with Andrew on vocals, and then next month we're filming a music video.
Oh, that's cool.
Heck yeah.
What track are you filming the music video for?
We're going to do it for Up in Smoke.
All right, cool.
Yeah. It's definitely something that we've been wanting to do. And we have an opportunity to do it with like a small crew of people. So the director and then a photographer, and that's it. And then the band. And so we rented a soundstage, and we're just going to go from there and see and kind of just go from what the director. I've worked with the director before on my previous bands, and he's really good. I mean, he's really good with what his limited resources and what he can do. He's just his name's Wacko, and I'll send you links later on. I'll send you Facebook links of the stuff that he's done, but also I'll make sure to tag you and when the video drops.
Oh, definitely, man.
So,
well, now's the time to do it, man. I mean, that shit's gotta be cheaper than usual. I mean, people are dying to go ahead and do anything, right?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, when I was talking to Wacko about this whole thing getting started, he's like, a lot of people laughed at me, or would question me, why am I taking everything? This is just pre-COVID. And he's like, well, just, you know, everybody that didn't want to do these little jobs or these little videos and stuff, I would pick them up off the ground and I would take them. And you know, everybody's like, why are you doing these little small jobs? And then he's all, those same people that would tell me that right now are out of work. Well, I'm still doing those little small jobs and being independent. So it's those little things that he said that helped him continue to work through this, because he is a small crew. And people are looking to smaller crews for small films or small jobs and stuff like that. So, and that's why I approached him, because I knew he doesn't have like 10 people on his crew. It's just him and a photographer. And the last time I actually worked with him, it was just him, and he directed and filmed everything. And it was crazy. He did two videos for us and they came out like pretty much 100% quality. Like it looked like 10 people filmed it, you know, so.
That's cool, man. I mean, you don't want to be around a lot of people when you're doing that, you know? I mean,
no.
Shit, yesterday no. I went grocery shopping and there was people close to me that flipped me the fuck out. It was like, fuck,
yeah.
Back off a little bit there.
Yeah, get on your arrow. Yeah, I mean, it's there's a lot of lifestyle changes that has to be made, and really, it's, I mean, the best thing to do is just kind of like preservation of life, you know, and just try to be safe, you know, and that's about it. But then, and that's why I approached Wacko, is because I knew he had a small crew, so we're just going to continue to do that, you know, and be safe about everything.
So, you as a parent, the school open up, for you guys there? How's that working out?
No, actually, we just got an email yesterday for a 16-year-old. She's got to register online, and she's going to start taking classes online in September, late August. And then for me, it's kind of weird to have a 5-year-old, and we're like debating. She hasn't started kindergarten yet, and we're debating whether or not we're going to put her in kindergarten. And do you know, it's a weird time. Like, yeah. What do I do? Like. So I hold her back 1 year and wait until the next year to, you know.
Are they offering online for your kindergarten or no?
Yeah, they're doing that too, yeah.
I mean, it's got to be hard, though. I mean, you know, it's her first time going to school. She's going to be alienated. I don't know. Do I got to wear a mask all day? Here in New York, you got to wear a mask all day if you go to school.
Third grade and up.
Yeah, that's
third grade and up.
This is kindergarten and up. Masks all day, 6 feet apart, same room.
Try to keep a mask on a 6 and 5-year-old.
Oh, dude, it's insane.
Not gonna happen.
Try and make sure the same mask that you sent your kid in that comes home with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, this isn't your mask. Oh no. So,
yeah, it's gonna be a nightmare, man. I don't know. My son's 9, and they're still trying to figure out what they're gonna do. And it's just scary to think about it, you know what I mean?
That's the whole problem, is that there's no end in sight. So, like, there's really, that's what I think that really messes with everybody's head, is like, when is this going to end? Or, you know, is there, where's the light at the end of the tunnel? You know, you give somebody hope about this stuff, and at least they can, you know, okay, well, from here to here, we're going to, you know, this is our projection, and people can work with that. But right now, we don't even have our projection, so it's a lot of. That's why I think a lot of people are just freaking out. It's because they just don't know. We just don't know.
Well, exactly. I mean, the only thing I'm hearing is a lot of they should be safe. It's just like, well, what if they're fucking not? You know what I mean? I don't want my kid to be the one that gets it out of all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
They're like, it's very limited. Yeah. What happens when it's your family?
Yeah, I know, and you hear these stories and stuff, and I mean, it's just enough to discourage you, so.
Yeah, crazy fucking times, man. It's weird out
there. Yeah.
It's going to be different, you know. I mean, I'm waiting for shit to go back normal, but now it's certain things, I don't know if they're ever going to go back. I mean, movies and shit that you're getting to next month are starting to do all the stuff they were holding out on are finally starting to come to pay-per-view.
I wonder what shows are going to look like.
That's what I'm thinking, man. I mean, there's so much shit I watch. I'm thinking, like, hopefully they film some of this. Because,
yeah.
I need to see what happened, man, you know?
I forget who it was. I think it was Third Eye Blind? I'm not sure. I gotta look it up again. They just did a 500 car drive-in concert.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're still pushing out. So I was like, oh, that's cool. All right.
As long as the band's actually there, I think that's cool. I mean, I see these country bands that are fucking doing it, and they're not there. It's just like,
yeah, like Garth Brooks or something like that. I think he did.
Yeah,
like that, right?
Guy Broke did one, and then the dude that goes out with Gwen Stefani, he did one too.
Oh yeah, Blake Shelton.
Yeah, I'm not a country guy. I couldn't even guess his name. I just know Gwen Stefani himself. But yeah, man, I don't know. I think that's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be like this for a while until, I mean. What did I hear yesterday? I was listening to Joe Rogan, and he had this guy, Mike Baker. The guy's like, you know, the good thing about pandemics is they don't last forever. So, you know, and they shouldn't. So, if you know, 3 years down the road, if they're still talking COVID, then you I don't know. There's something else going on here.
You know, I think Sturgis starts this week, so that's going to be something.
Oh, yeah. I have a couple friends that are going there. That told me they're going to Sturgis. I'm like, really? Okay. Well, good luck. Yeah.
I had a laugh. I was doing an interview the other day, and we were talking about touring and whatnot. And I said, well, you know, Sturgis is going to be a test to see what happens, man. There's like 20 bands planned. Some of them are decently sized. And we'll see. I mean, there's supposed to be thousands of people there. If no one gets sick from that, then maybe we can.
Yeah, I think Seven Dust is playing.
I know Trap's playing.
Yeah, Trap's playing.
Smash Mouth.
Yes.
Molly Hatchet. Guess who? I'm on the page right now. Alita's play. Colt Ford. Royal Blitz.
Seven Dust on there?
No, Fozzy, Night Ranger, Buck Cherry.
Not Fozzy.
Obviously, Jesse James Dupree is going to be there. Saliva, Lit, Drowning Pool.
Oh, Drowning Pool, that's what I was thinking of.
Jackal, 38 Special, Stitched Apart, Quiet Riot. Well, I thought they were dead.
Well, oh. They need to socially distance.
Yeah, right? I legitimately thought the dudes from that band were dead. Maybe the singer. Bone Thugs and Harmony. But, I mean, you know, bands you heard of.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to risk my life for any of them, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. I opened up for Drowning Pool before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, pretty cool guys. That was after, like, maybe about a year... year and a half after the singer passed.
It was cool to see that they were able to continue.
Yeah. They haven't stopped really at all since that happened. So I think that was kind of like a, you know, determining factor is if you continue like right after, not come back 100 years later and try to redo it, you know?
Right.
I think the only band that's been that successful at doing that is Queen. But it's Queen, you know?
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that Queen movie?
On Netflix with Adam Lambert?
No, man.
Or the movie.
The movie with the kid from the museum kid. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, We Will Rock You. I haven't had a chance to watch that one. That's like on my list. I just watched the documentary on Netflix the other day, and I was like, oh, this is pretty dope. Like, it talks about how Adam Lambert entered into the band and how everything fell into place for them.
You know, the dude that was Borat, that Sacha Baron Cohen was originally supposed to be.
Pretty, he looks like him, too.
He backed out because the band wouldn't let him do the version that they wanted to. They wanted, a clean version.
Oh, really?
So no drugs or, the big orgies and shit that he used to have.
Oh, so he wanted it to be, realistic.
Yeah, like the Doors movie, you know what I mean? That didn't hold back. That shit was good.
Yeah. I mean, that was, real life. That's what really happened. So.
So what's next for you guys? What are you guys doing next?
So far, right now, we're focusing on getting that music video done. We have a show booked for October 30th in Van Nuys, which is a couple miles down the road here. We're going to get confirmation of that in August. Whiskey's booking shows for October too, so they have a LA Guns show booked in December. So I mean, their local venues are trying to book right now. So it's we're okay, well let's get on this bill and see what happens, you know. And if we don't get to play, then we don't get to play. Whatever, no harm, no foul. And then we're just continually writing, trying to put out another single. We're gonna hopefully have enough singles by January to have another EP. So, and then we're just going to take each month at a time with this pandemic. I don't know. I can't say anything about touring yet until everything's up and back up. But all we can do is just put out content for people to listen, and that's pretty much where we're at right now.
Well, in New York here, you can't do anything unless you serve food. any venue can't do anything unless they're serving. You can't drink.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how a concert's going to work here now. I know the one big theater that we have here is starting to do local bands, but they had to push it off for a week to figure out how to serve food at the same time as the concert. So that's going to be fucking different for sure.
We have a venue out here called the Glen Helen Pavilion. It's probably one of the bigger venues in Southern California. Knopfisk is there every year, and there's all those news reports of the virus doesn't spread in protests during the protests, and everybody was wearing masks. It's if that's the case, then why can't we open up these big venues outdoor venues where there's lawn seating and allow people to distance on the lawn with masks on, you know, and still be able to have a concert, you know?
Well, so, like we were talking, man, I mean, Sturgis is going to be the test of time of that. They're not requiring masks or nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll know what happens after that, right?
So, yeah. I mean, if no one, no mass numbers report from there.
Yeah, I think people are just the people heading up there are just we don't care. We just want to have fun. Kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, on something of that scale, it's hard to tell. I mean, if these people never got tested before, you don't know if they were sick before they got there, you know? Like that school in Georgia, the school districts there, all schools opened up. 260 teachers so far have had to check out because they have COVID, but that means they've had it before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The school started, so they just never knew because they never had to get tested.
Yeah, they get the antibody test and whatnot. So that's apparently the fastest test results and accuracy is the antibody test.
I don't know, man. It's scary shit. It's just, it's the whole world's on pause. I mean, my summer is fucked. I didn't get to go to concerts. I didn't get to do anything. You know, no baseball games, take my kid anywhere cool.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to going to a game this year, too. I love going to baseball games, and I don't get to the beach much You know, it's just like my kid, you know, she wants to go and do stuff. And why can't we go do that? You know, like, you know, earlier in the summer, they finally opened parks back up for us in the local parks. But for like the first half, it was like, sorry, baby, you can't go to the park. Yeah. Like, what? Can't even go to the park? It's like, really? This is crazy. You know, wash your hands. That's it.
Now they want to tease us for things like I'm in from Buffalo. They just had they just put the Toronto Blue Jays here to play, but you're not allowed to go watch the game.
Fauci wouldn't watch the game.
Yeah, I seen that, but he threw out the first pitch. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. that was probably in bad taste. He was like rubbing it in everybody's face. Hey, look at me. I'm throwing out the first pitch, everybody. Oh, man. But, yeah, man. It's just, like, we just have to go play it month by month and see how things open up. And we hope to play next year and once everything's opened up, we get a bunch of stuff lined up and, you know, I'll have enough time to put in for vacation for a little mini tour or whatever out here on the West Coast. Hopefully we can do some Midwest stuff.
I just hope we don't get hit with a second wave. I mean, the first complete lockdown wasn't that bad because the weather wasn't nice. Now they loosened shit up and it was summer. You know, you get a taste of being able to at least get outside of your house a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If they lock everything back down come this fall, it's going to be fucking crazy.
I think a good thing a good catalyst for that would be to look at the other countries that were affected, like, harder, like Italy. You know, if they're going to get hit with the second wave, we'll know it because they were more advanced as far as the amount of cases per capita. And then you can look at, okay, well, are they experiencing a new wave of this virus? And, so far it doesn't look like they're getting hit hard yet again, but
Australia, man, Australia went from, they said no reported cases. Now they're locked down where you can't even leave the house. Only one person's allowed to leave to go get groceries. You're not allowed to you can't even go for a walk outside there.
Jeez. That's kind of weird. It might affect the way it affects, different areas.
Yeah, their second wave hit them fucking hard. Well, then you're going to
get, you know what? It's wintertime there, down there too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Our winter's coming up. We'll see. I mean, you know, who knows? A lot of these countries are going to report what's really going down. I mean, look at Brazil. For the longest time, they said the shit wasn't even real.
Yeah.
Until their president got it.
Mexico got hit pretty hard, apparently. Numbers over there are, like, skyrocketing.
See, that's going to be crazy, too. I mean, I'm ready for a vacation, man. You know, I wanted to go down to Mexico, but now I'm afraid to go down the street. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I see people leave. They're like, you know, they're on their Facebook. Hey, look at heading out from LAX. About to go on vacation to Jamaica. And it's like, really? Oh, man. I don't know if I'm going to be going to Jamaica right now, but all right. I don't know. I don't know how prepared they are over there.
Yeah. You know? For sure. I mean, like I said, I had plans of going down to Cancun, but I can't see that happening.
Oh, man, that's a nice spot.
Yeah, that's right there. It's nice. I mean, you've been?
I've been down to Puerto Vallarta.
It's crazy how, like, oh, it's that area right there is nice, but as soon as you step off, you're on your own. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You're pretty much in bad territory.
They got the
stay at the hotel.
Cancun, they got the army guys going around making sure you got your hotel wristbands on. If you don't, they kick your ass right out.
Oh, man.
Sure don't.
Yeah, they don't mess around over there.
Well, they know. I mean, think of the money. They're printing that shit up there.
I remember taking a trip down to the main part of Mexico, this beach called El Golfo, which is like on the west coast of the main Mexico countryside.
Okay.
And it's like it was a 10-hour drive from where I live, 10 or 12 hours, something like that. and we went through two checkpoints with, you know, armed guards with M16s, you know. And the second checkpoint was kind of creepy because they were, like, really going through our car. Like, what are you guys doing down here? You know, I was the only guy that spoke Spanish and was with a bunch of white people. And they're like, Art, tell them something. I'm like, all right, I'll talk to them. So it was I was the only translator for the whole trip.
They're like, you're either down there for a donkey show or drugs.
Yeah, pretty much, right? and yeah, we just went down because one of our friends, their parents had like a spot out there. So, but yeah, it's pretty crazy to experience that, you know, like going through a checkpoint like that, and you know, it kind of makes you think about like what we have here. You know, we don't have to worry about checkpoints with people with M16s, you know?
Not right now, we don't. Who knows what's going to happen, man, you know?
Exactly.
It's getting a little bit crazier each day out there, dude.
Coming to a town near you.
Yeah. So. I mean, they're looking to start a protest over anything these days. You never know when the militia's coming through.
Serious.
So people want to follow up, man. They want to know more about the band. They want to see the video coming out. They want to hear the next track you guys are about to record. Where are they going to go? What are they going to do?
So we have, we're on Facebook and Instagram under Omni Band, AENLY. And they can follow us there. They can go on Spotify, check out our Spotify streaming platform and, Also, Google Play and iTunes, we're up on there. We have our full EP, Always Forward, on all three of those pages. And then, we also have an Omni.com, so we're looking to update the .com and, pretty soon here. And we're gonna have updates there. We'll have updates on our Facebook and Instagram, of course. And we'll just keep everybody posted as to what we're doing next. When the video drops, we'll definitely be doing some promotion for it, and it's going to be a fun time.
Now, weren't you doing your own streaming platform?
Yeah, we're trying to get. Actually, we pretty much figured out what we're doing for the software and integrating our soundboard with it. So we'll be doing that actually through Facebook Live at some point here. We're just trying to get the kinks worked out with cameras and software and doing a good mix. I think it's really important because there's a lot of bands in right now where they're just miking the room and you can't really hear the band.
Right.
So we're actually going to go through a soundboard and mix everything down pretty good before. We're going to have a couple dry runs before we actually do it.
That's cool, man. It sounds like it's going to be a fun project.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It keeps us busy.
Cool. All right, man. It was great chatting with you again. And like I said, hopefully the world opens up soon enough where we can actually see a show.
Yeah, thanks, MP. Hopefully one day we'll swing by through New York and we'll meet up and do a full band interview or something.
Definitely, man. Make sure you send me those links, too.
Well, dude, I think I sent you a friend's request a while back. I'll look you up again and send it to you.
All right, cool, man.
All right, man.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, take care. Bye.